Mr. Tinubu said the love shown to the station by its teeming listeners after it came back on the airwave was a pointer to the fact that people of the state hold the station in high esteem for its objectivity and professionalism. He urged the staff to always guide against any act capable of shattering the existing cordial relationship between the station and its audience. Mr. Tinubu maintained that an individual could only win a trophy, but a team goes for championship, hence the need for the staff to synergize ideas to remain the flagship of broadcast industry.
Working together as one, if everyone contributes his or a quota, no matter how small it is, and we put everything together, it makes one whole effort.
Meanwhile, the chief imam of Imo, Ilesha Alhaji Abdul Ghani Akoride Olawoyi, has challenged Gold FM to consolidate on its glory as the jewel of Osun State. Alhaji Akoride Olawoyi stated this when he paid a courtesy call on the new general manager, Mr. Adedamola Tinubu, which coincided with the maiden meeting. The cleric, who said Gold FM was the only government-owned radio station in the state that was unbiased, objective, and non-partisan in the discharge of his function, advised the staff not to compromise integrity for eye service in the cause of duty.
And the way they are operating in accordance with the interests of the public, we so love them, we so like them. People love them, people like them, people appreciate them because they are not partial in their news and the program. They make everything to be balanced. So that is the reason why I appreciate them.
Alhaji Akoride Olawoye requested for a lot more of local informative, educative, and entertaining programs for the listeners' prayer. Highlights of the visit was a special prayer led by the chief imam in Ilesha, Isaac Hascrop, Radio Digest.